Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Technically, you can call it a heat wave. The Midwest and East Coast regions can expect to see temps remaining well above normal for this time of year. Forecasters saying Monday through Wednesday will be the warmest stretch in many parts. In some places, those temps will average about 40 degrees above normal. There could also be some dangerous severe thunderstorms as a low pressure system sweeps west to east across the country. Early Monday, out ahead of the storm front, Plains states from Nebraska to West Texas are dealing with high winds and wildfire watches. Compromise legislation on foreign aid is still coming together in the U.S. House in Washington. Two of the biggest proponents, one lawmaker from each party, continue working to bring it before the full House for a vote.
We are forcing this bill to the floor to make sure that everybody acts because, as President Zelensky said, they have weeks and not months.
Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, on with CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, pitching the bill to voters. So was Democratic Congressman Jared Golden of Maine.
The votes are there to support Ukraine and our other allies, Israel, Taiwan, and I think that the votes are there on border security as well.
The House Compromise Aid Bill was a cheaper version of the $95 billion measure passed by the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate earlier this month. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has not made any announcement of his support behind it. And a widely anticipated Republican primary election victory is made official over the weekend for Donald Trump in South Carolina. The former president rode a wave of support for the win on Saturday.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
However, Nikki Haley says she will remain in the race.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The U.S. is urging caution and prudence as Israel eyes an advance into the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan explained the nature of the location and the people inhabiting it now that the entire region has been a war zone the past several months.
We're talking about more than 1 million people who have been pushed into this small space in Gaza. It's also the area where all of the humanitarian assistance comes into Gaza to serve all of Gaza.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Sullivan said the White House has made it clear to Israel the U.S. will only support a major military operation in Rafah if there's a specific plan guaranteeing the civilians' safety there. The governor of Georgia writing a letter to President Biden demanding information about the illegal immigrant from Venezuela who crossed into the country in 2022, the man now accused of assaulting and murdering a nursing student at the University of Georgia. Laura Winters reports.
Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp expressing outrage, demanding a response to questions surrounding the immigration status of the arrested suspect in the murder of Laken Riley.
Astronomers have recently revealed the discovery of new moons orbiting Neptune and Uranus. Published by the International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center, the announcement includes the identification of the first new moon observed around Uranus in over 2 decades. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy Monday. We're getting to the end of another month. Can you believe it already? I mean, they're just flying by here. It's incredible. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, with all that we're hearing, and you may not be hearing everything that has to do with COVID, dengue fever. I mean, it's just bizarre. I mean, it's almost like what, you know, we're being groomed and led to believe that we should all just become germophobes. And some of this stuff is pretty serious. It's pretty crazy. That's why I wanted to have Dr. Richard Bartlett back with us. He's an emergency room medical doctor. And he's sounding the alarm not only on the latest data that is raising serious concerns about the safety and effectiveness of the COVID jabs. This is according to the journal Frontiers in Immunology. And also the new Colorado Bat Lab location confirmed to develop the CDC tier, what they call tier one select agents like Ebola, despite the university's denials. Then also what's going on in Brazil. And I don't know about you, but every time I hear anything associated with the WHO and the Bill and Linda Gates Foundation, I just, it just throws up all kinds of flags. Dr. Bartlett joins us now. Dr. Bartlett, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill Martinez. I tell you, people are listening to the right voice right now.
Well, that's very kind of you, but we hope they are because, look, knowledge is power, and you have to own your own knowledge. I mean, we're going to share a lot of stuff with you, with Dr. Bartlett this morning, and as we say, don't just take our word for it. This is information. Verify it. Let it be your own knowledge because this is stuff you're not getting, you know, from our government, which all seems very suspicious, Dr. Bartlett.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a bigger picture here, and I'm sounding the alarm and wanting people to see that it wasn't just Wuhan Institute of Virology. You know, there's a WIV1 virus strain, very specific, and that stands for Wuhan Institute of Virology 1. Guess where that was created? By gain of function, by genetic engineering, by gene splicing. It was made at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Therefore, that's why it's called WIV1, Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Makes
1.
Sense,
and that,
right?
That was actually studied in the United. That was actually used for further genetic engineering. It's been reported at Montana's bioweapon lab with animals. And so we're talking about Rocky Mountain Lab in Montana. And so this story really became really obvious to me on another level when we saw that Denver Health, Denver, Colorado, in the middle of the United States, Denver Health, the epicenter for taking care of people if there's a crisis in the middle of the United States, That's where everybody would go to for all of Colorado if there was a crisis. Vaccinated their paramedics, nurses, and doctors for Ebola. You know, Ebola has never been a problem in Colorado, and so what are they doing?
Yeah. What do they know that we don't? What do they know that we don't?
That's the question. And so, looking a little deeper, that was in November that they did a press release. They had local news stories bragging about how they were vaccinating their first responders for a future outbreak of Ebola. So that's kind of weird. And so, looking in the mainstream media of UK, you can find out more about what's happening in the United States than looking at the mainstream media in the United States. There's tremendous censorship here, and you got to ask why would the Daily Mail, for instance, in the UK, one of the main outlets, be covering a new bio lab being created in Fort Collins, Colorado, 65 miles north of Denver, that is going to be working with bats that are shipped in from China, horseshoe bats, and they're going to be, and they have a history, a checkered past for lab violations that have been investigated by Congress itself. Mm-hmm. And so digging deeper, it was Fort Collins Labs that were doing gain-of-function research and different types of research with dangerous viruses that were investigated by Colorado, by the Congress, and they ran into brick wall. So I'm telling you, we're looking at a big overview for right now because we can't go into great detail. We don't have 5 hours for the show, but people can go to johnfleetwood.com. That's spelled without an H, johnfleetwood.com, and they'll see story after story breaking it down with the links to the scientific studies. Validating what we're talking about, that there is gain-of-function research, there is bioweapon labs. Of course there are. They didn't disappear after 9/11. This has proliferated around the world, and the CDC is involved in a lot of research with Ebola. Mm-hmm. Actually, the World Health Organization, which is not American, un-American, has said that there are 9 future pandemics we can expect, and they're actually making vaccines for each of those actively or right now. And so Ebola's on the list. There's and the reason I say that, the bigger picture is it's not just about Ebola, which they vaccinated first responders in Denver for. It's not just Ebola that it might be studied 65 miles north. And I say might like that's almost sarcastic. But we know that Ebola has been worked with publicly. It's been reported just near in Montana at the Rocky Mountain Lab. So in the middle of the United States, they're monkeying around in labs that are deadly bioweapons, and they're also making vaccines at the same time.
We're getting reports that, oops, we're hearing oops in some of these labs. That's concerning.
Yeah. Yeah, right? So there were FOIA requests that turned into a major investigation by USA Today in 2016. And so people can go to USA Today. That's a mainstream outlet in the United States that actually was concerned back in 2016. And so if people will do their own research, they can go to johnfleetwood.com and get the links there to the USA Today FOIA requests and what was uncovered about the lab. Serious lab safety violations at these biosafety labs, which is where you would do bioweapon research, making things more deadly and more contagious.
Yeah, Dr. Bartley, you know, we've mentioned, you know, John Fleetwood, and John reports every week with us, and the reason that he's so valuable is that he has really honed down on this. He's drilled deep into this. He's been staying on top of it. And providing these links, I mean, he's very vigilant about this information. So he's like a one-man information source when it comes to, you know, these potential pandemics and the kind of shenanigans that these health officials and even our government are doing. And this is in spite of, you know, Senate hearings and Rand Paul talking about gain of function and just how, you know, serious, you know, that is. And when we come back, Dr. Bartley, I know we talked a little bit the last time. But I really want you to, you know, unfold and unpack a little bit more this idea of gain of function. And because for me, in my very, you know, amateurish sort of way, but in certainly eager for knowledge, you know, I see this as just, you know, kind of a nice way to put biological warfare, which is supposed to be restrained and greatly restricted, if not, you know, clearly eliminated. But you can explain to us more on the other side of the break. More from Dr. Richard Bartlett. Stay with us. 15 after.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. You know, when, you know, sometimes, you know, what I find quite interesting is when there's conversation about Bill Gates and the Linda Gates Foundation, as I mentioned, I get a little nervous. And part of this that adds to my concern is that in typical elite fashion, you know, these self-appointed elites who think they know better and they should rule the world. And, you know, you hear controversies like, you know, Bill Gates being a eugenicist, I guess back in 2013, maybe before then, he made a statement that supported that kind of ideology. His dad, we know, was involved with Planned Parenthood as well. The idea being, you know, this idea of eugenicism is that they feel like the population of the world is too much. In fact, they were freaking out when it's 2 billion. Now it's 5 billion. So you got to imagine the brain damage that's going on with these eugenicists who just think that it's unsustainable. There's no way that the earth, this is why they want to teach us to eat bugs, because that's the way we're going to be able to, you know, manage the population. And then along the way, hey, look, at throw in a pandemic or two, you know, cull the herd. And, you know, basically what happens in this process, because the elites are in control, we get to participate in their global lab rat experiment here. It just would appear to me. I know it sounds conspiratorial, and you're going, Martinez, I can hear the crinkling of the tinfoil hat that's on your head right now. I'm only laying this out because years of experience and information, you know, has brought me to more and more of this conclusion. And the thing to also note is whenever, you know, Dr. Richard Bartlett, whenever words like that are said about Bill Gates, I don't ever hear him saying, what are you talking about? I'm not a eugenicist. I'm not, you know, I'm not for this. I mean, there's nothing to refute or defend, you know, this this consideration, is there?
No. And so we have government leaders that have been concerned about the WHO's attempt to take over in case there's a future pandemic, by their definition, as of, I think it's in May this year. It's in May this year. They're going to vote again about a pandemic agreement with all the nations of the world that they, that the WHO gets to take charge and dictate what is done on a local level in Florida and Texas around the world. No local decision making based on boots on the ground. Common sense. It'll be one size fits all response to any future pandemic, and it'll be dictated by them. Mm-hmm. Now, who?
Yeah, because they did such a great job during the last pandemic, right? I mean, they got everything right. They saved lives at every turn, and all honor and glory to the WHO, right?
So
being sarcastic.
So the WHO, you know, is actually has a great deal, a large percentage of the funding for the World Health Organization, which is a manufactured, unelected branch of the United Nations, which is going to try to supersede the United States sovereignty. If there's a pandemic, they will be in charge of the United States response, is what their goal is. And so hopefully this doesn't happen. Michelle Bachmann, a former United States representative, has been in Davos and last year, and she was sounding the alarm, and it got voted down at the last second by just one small country in Africa's representative voting against it. That was what saved us from this happening last year. Just one small country in Africa had a representative that voted against it. I hope that person's still alive.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They're going to be voting again in May. And so what would happen? Well, you have Bill Gates Foundation that, by one report, funds 80% of the funding for the World Health Organization. That's a tremendous amount of influence by someone who's, Bill Gates is not a medical doctor, not a nurse, not a chiropractor, not a pharmacist, not a janitor in a hospital, has no medical background whatsoever. Look at the influence he has, and then look at the World Health Organization. The director of the WHO is a fellow who is not a medical doctor, not a nurse, not a chiropractor, not a pharmacist, not a janitor in a hospital, Dr. Tedros. And he has dictated, I'll give you an example. He had 9 epidemiologists and virologists tell him that advice concerning monkeypox. And they said, after they studied it, they said it's not a worldwide crisis. He overrode all of their advice, even though he's not a doctor, a medical doctor, a chiropractor, a pharmacist, a nurse. And he, in his own vote, by his own decree, said it is a worldwide crisis.
Wow.
Monkeypox. Do you remember monkeypox crisis?
No.
It wasn't a crisis here in Texas.
Right.
And so I'm saying that's the power that is being concentrated in the hands of people who are not qualified.
Yes.
And that are not American. And it's an attempt to usurp authority. But there are 9 pandemics that the WHO has already talked about that are in the can that you can expect coming, including Ebola, including a disease X, which I would say, in my opinion, after doing research, is going to be a bird flu, which has never been a problem for humans before. But a bird flu made in the lab will be a problem. We had the CDC director, Robert Redfield, say that the COVID was just a wake-up call, that the great pandemic will be a bird flu that kills 15% of the people. And I think I heard him say in that interview that it'll be uncovered that it came from a lab. Well, there is evidence that is being, that they're doing gain of function, which is actually where it's a very obtuse term to try to distract from the reality that they're doing genetic engineering to make viruses more deadly and more contagious for humans. That's what gain of function research means. And so you would say, why would they do that? Well, they are doing it, and nobody's holding them in check. There is no check.
Yeah, the mad scientists are left to their own devices. And to your point, I mean, with this outbreak of dengue fever, I mean, that's what they've done. They are genetically modifying a species, and along the way, Dr. Bartlett, we're hearing, you know, they're creating monsters. They're thinking,
creating
right?
the problem, and then creating the, and then presenting the solution that they've created at the same time. And so if you go to johnfleetwood.com, you'll see the 9 future pandemics that the WHO has openly announced you can expect. And John Fleetwood has the links showing that they've already created vaccines for these diseases that we have not had to deal with. And so they bring the problem and they bring the solution. They're actually working in real time on both a problem and a solution that we've never had to deal with. And so, for instance, there's no Ebola outbreak in the United States yet, but they vaccinated the paramedics, nurses, and doctors in Denver Health for an impending Ebola outbreak, for a future outbreak is what they've reported. And so that was just in November. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is it's happening. You alluded to the fact that Bill Gates is involved in everything, and that makes me very concerned since he's not qualified to be involved in medical issues on any level. But he actually is part of funding for the mosquito factories. They're making factories where they're doing genetically modified, genetically engineered mosquitoes and dumping them on populations to, quote, decrease the population of mosquitoes. What happens, though, is the mosquito-borne illnesses go through the roof at every place that they've done this. It doesn't. Yeah. Their excuse is they're radiating the mosquitoes, and they're not, and they're sterile, and they're going to decrease the population. But what happens in reality? If you look in Bangladesh last year, after they had shortly after they dropped these genetically engineered mosquitoes on Bangladesh, they had a surge in mosquito-borne illnesses and deaths from mosquito-borne illnesses. We just see that right now happening in Brazil. And now for the 10 to 14-year-olds in school systems there that are a captive audience, they have announced that they're going to give a new vaccine for dengue fever because they're having the same problem on the heels of the Bill Gates mosquitoes being released.
So dengue fever being very, very good to the Bill and Linda Gates Foundation. Money, money,
right.
money. Right,
money.
This is all funneling back through the WHO and the globalists that will find a way to utilize this. I mean, this is just one form of weaponization against the public at large, because you've got to get them all bending their knee to the one world government, right?
Germ warfare.
I mean, ultimately, yes, exactly. Yeah, whether, you know, you talk and you hear gain of function, that's what it comes down to, the bottom line. Germ warfare, they're going to scare the holy hell out of you. And we got a little taste of it in this pandemic, in the COVID pandemic. And we saw the responses. Dr. Richard Bartlett has been our guest. Dr. Bartlett, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Robert Half. Is your company prepared to overcome today's hiring challenges? With the skills gap growing, historically low unemployment rates, and fewer workers choosing to pursue new opportunities, 9 out of 10 hiring managers say it's challenging to find the talent they need. Robert Half's Demand for Skilled Talent report presents exclusive data to help overcome these obstacles in an increasingly competitive labor market. Explore current hiring and employment trends, learn which roles are in greatest demand and what's driving company hiring plans. Gain effective strategies to attract and retain top talent, including common hiring mistakes and how to avoid them. Though employers may have more leverage in today's job market, skilled talent is still hard to find. Candidates who have the skills required to boost company productivity, prevent employee burnout, and complete mission-critical projects are in high demand. Companies need a thoughtful hiring and retention plan to effectively compete for top talent. Access the exclusive report at roberthalf.com/demand-for-skilled-talent.
USA News Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom is re-emphasizing his support for another Biden term in the White House. He spoke about the president's age on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday.
It's because of his age that he's been so successful. It's because of the wisdom and the character that's developed over years.
Newsom has been considered a potential challenger for the presidential race. Former President Trump notching a landslide Republican primary election victory over Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina. Still, Haley insists she will stay in the race at least until Super Tuesday, which is next week. The bidding war for a rare 14-karat gold Lego piece found in Pennsylvania is over. The Bionicle Golden Kanohaihao mask sold for $18,101. It was originally posted for $14.95. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you, 20 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, switching from dengue fever and those impending threats. We want to move on to free and fair elections. I say consistently, one of the top questions I get asked is, do you think we're going to have a free and fair election in 2024? And I keep saying, well, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. You know, the Democrats, sadly, have become the party of voter fraud, as DeRoy Murdoch would say. And I think it's inarguable. And they're doing everything they can. I mean, right now, if it were me, of course, we got the announcement this morning that the chair of the RNC, Rona McDaniel, is retiring. Okay, 7 years. And like anything, you know, you look at the bottom line to say, you know, what have you done for me lately? How good a job are you doing in terms of fundraising and protecting, you know, party interest? And one of the key party interests that I believe has been overlooked has been the issue of free and fair elections. And what's happening right now, in addition to, you know, all the things, I mean, it's not just one thing. I mean, the Democrats know. I mean, it is all hands on deck, and they're doing everything they can to tilt the scales. And you got to know, because when artificial intelligence, the idea of artificial intelligence came into play, people go, whoa, this could be massive. Well, Maxim Lott is with us right now. He's the executive producer for Stossel TV and a writer with Fox News as well. Maxim, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good. Great to be here with you.
Well, good to have you here, because as I mentioned, artificial intelligence, this, this program that is out there, I mean, it is a powerful, aspect. And, I mean, to the point that even, you know, some of the mad scientists are saying, you know, this could have an impact on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness altogether. But, used at the level of the body politics and what's going on with this election, that there is already, you're noting, 19 different AI systems that are demonstrating a clear political bias.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, AI is a pretty new technology. It really hit the scene about a year ago. I don't know what percent of people have tried it so far, but it's pretty amazing. You know, this thing is going to be like the next internet. You can ask it a question, and it's generally pretty good. You can even ask it, draw me a painting of the founding fathers or of all sorts of things. And it does a good job in general. But so Google has released this new AI, and it's basically the first totally woke AI out there. And you, when you ask this AI to draw you a picture of the founding fathers, there's one of them who's Native American. There's one of them who's Middle Eastern. Like they diversify it like, you know, the most woke thing you can imagine.
Right.
So people pointed this out. It just shows how crazy, you know, Google's team that made this is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our history is being stolen from us and being rewritten. We've seen this happen. I mean, this is the tradition of, you know, governmental takeovers that start with isms or end with isms, I should say. That's what they do. You know, they grab a hold of the narrative. They start rewriting. They control the kids. They start indoctrinating the kids, and the kids grow up and think, well, yeah, of course, you know, our founding fathers, this is the way they looked. And you go, well, where did you get that from? And this is all happening right under our noses. And parents, because they're busy, and which is what was proven with COVID, when the veil was pulled back and we saw what our kids were being, how they were being indoctrinated in these public educational facilities that we pay for. This is the new iteration, the new doxology that's coming out, isn't it?
Absolutely. And a lot of schools, by the way, use Google Chromebooks, where all this stuff is native and the Google AI is built in. So I think this could be very insidious in the long run. In the next decade or two, you know, you're going to start to see more people who they grew up with this and they just assume that's how, you know, the founders or whatever you asked for an image of looked. So that's worrying. Now, I created a site. It's called trackingai.org. And what it does is every day it gives all the different AIs, because there are lots of them, a political quiz, and it scores them. You know, how leftist are you? And guess which AI is generally the most leftist?
Which one?
It's Google. It's Google.
Google. Yeah,
it's
okay.
Called Gemini, yeah. So, the ChatGPT is the one most people use. That's kind of standard leftist. And then there's the least. Elon Musk's Grok, this is his AI. He's been editing it to make it, I think, more centrist over time. It started out leftist because probably copied some of the coding that other people had used. But it's becoming more centrist. And I'm glad people are going to have options about which AI they ask to draw them a picture. And just like we have in media, people are going to be able to choose. So that's the case for optimism about this bias that Google's trying to insert in society.
But for the most part, we're still in the AI frontier. So this is going to be filtered out. It could do damage before we get it under control, because, hey, look, we're months away from a critical election here, and whether it's AI or political bots, anything that will have an impact, especially when you consider, you know, how much time, you know, we're spending in front of these screens. I think the latest rendition is something like, you know, 50 hours a week is what's being spent on this information. So it's like, okay, well, but you have a discerning mindset. Are you asking critical questions about the information you're getting, or you're just taking it and running with it, which is part of the problem that we have here in America, is that, you know, America is running on 8-second sound bites. This is very dangerous.
Absolutely. And, you know, so Google's Image AI, which they released 3 weeks ago, it was shown to be just so biased that because, you know, it wasn't just the founding fathers. It did this for every image you could ask it for. Even you say, you know, give me English peasants in the 1600s, and they're all black in Google AI's depiction. So Google actually has apologized. They said, oh, we screwed up. We're going to fix it and come back to you. But their text AI is almost as bad. So this is where you just ask questions in text that responds to you in text. For example, if you ask it, who's worse for society, Hitler or Elon Musk? It says, well, on the one hand, you know, Hitler did bad things. On the other hand, Elon Musk has done these bad things. Of course, if you ask it for who was worse, Hitler or Barack Obama, it says, oh, it's an inappropriate question. Understandably.
Yes.
So this bias is built into everything they have.
Well, I know a while ago, last year, they had, you know, you could talk to God and you can ask God questions. Mm-hmm. And, but not very, I mean, the answers weren't very godly. I mean, cause you could really stump it. And I think that it's still developing. It's still operating. I haven't checked on it recently, but I thought it was absurd, you know, going and talking to this. But see, forget about the Bible, forget about, you know, established and accepted, you know, scripture and resources. No, we're going to turn to this cause we're kind of lazy. And we're going to try and get information about God from a source that is questionable at best, and even the answers. I mean, they were so, they were so pedestrian right off the face. But if somebody wants to, reinforce their flawed logic or flawed understanding of religion and God, well, look at that's the perfect place for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think. When we ask whether this will sway elections, I think definitely in long run, there's worry about, you know, what kids are learning in high school, college, all this. And, you know, they already are asking this thing to write their essays for them. And
yes,
maybe they'll
exactly.
edit them, but they're going to be reading an essay about how socialized healthcare is great that the Google's AI wrote for them. And that's going to shift views, I think. So I definitely worry about that.
No, I'm with you 100% on this because I mean there's already an ad on TV about an individual that they've done a fundraising project and they wrote a script and generated over $20,000 of investors just based on the script that was all done by AI. I mean this is the wild frontier. It's developing and will it have an impact on politics? They can't help themselves. We've got more from Maxim after this. Stay with us.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kids.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top there, we're talking with Maxim Lott, the executive producer of Stossel TV and a writer for Fox News, as he's updating us on, trackingai.org. That is the website, by the way, you want to be on top of, and see what's going on and how this is developing. And, I think common sense would tell you that this could have an impact. I believe without a doubt this could have an impact on the election and the kind of information that's out there. Not only Maxim, not only this, but you know we've got the bots and all things that are social media. That the masses are being deluged with misinformation, right? And it's so interesting because yeah, the government, you know, seemingly, you know, the Biden administration seemingly about misinformation, but it's like okay, but who's going to be the arbiter of said information to declare and decide whether or not it's misinformation, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The trying to regulate this don't never really work. It's just about putting public pressure on these companies like Google. And you know, it's interesting. All of this, I saw all the outrage over this unfold on Twitter, and I think it's because Elon Musk bought it that it's allowed this stuff to surface and break into the mainstream concern the way it has. So I'm very thankful for that. I think as far as putting pressure on these companies, so Google admitted, okay, our image generation thing, that was biased. We're going to fix it. But they still have the tech bias, and the Google search is still biased as well. Sites like Breitbart News, for example, are effectively blacklisted. Like, even if you search for names of their writers, it's hard to get their website to come up. So, so Google search is flawed as well, and that's definitely impacting the election.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is, again, why we're reinforcing this idea that you must own your own knowledge. You know, take whatever information that Maxim and I are talking about. Just don't take our word for it, because then you're going to be like the 8-second soundbite echo promoters that we have too much of in our country. You know, we're smarter than this. You know, you need to challenge yourself to spend a little bit of time. You know, take some of that time that you're spending and you know, interacting with video games and some of this other stuff to really do some research. And yes, you know, as Maxim was just pointing out, you know, we're just looking at one aspect, but there are so many elements of the culture that are involved here that have influence that, you know, they're throwing everything they can up against the wall and, you know, they're not being challenged. I mean, here they were slightly challenged, you know, with, you know, just the picture bias. But then it's like logic would tell you, Maxim, if it's happening there, it's got to be happening
you know, throughout the entirety of their knowledge base, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing I found fascinating was, how did Google get this bias into their AI? Because you'd think AIs are kind of logical. Like, the AI didn't start out of the box with these views. So people looked into this, and they found the head of Google AI, he has a whole trail of tweets and just far left stuff. You know, he says, white privilege is effing real. He just says endless tweets. He says, Racism is the number one value in America. You know, he's just really against America. And he has one tweet where he says, quote, I've been crying in intermittent bursts for the past 24 hours since casting my ballot for Biden and Harris. And, you know, just this is the guy making Google's AI, who's the head of their team.
And who's what's his name? Do we have a name?
Jack Krawczyk. So, you know, all these tweets were public until he made his Twitter handle private. But people took screenshots and archived them. And it shows that this wasn't an accident. The AI is responding the way its designers think. And, you know, the technical way this works, first they train the AI on pretty much everything that's on the internet. It just goes through all the Google searches, all the tweets, all the articles, and puts it in a database. So that's why these AIs are so smart and so capable. And then they have humans for tens of thousands of hours just evaluate answers. And they say, oh, this is good, this is bad. And those human raters have biases, and they also have instructions from Google, like,
of course,
you know, be very sensitive to this. So that's how they get this bias.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite it's quite the industrial complex, isn't it, in and of itself?
Absolutely, yeah. And San Francisco, you know, all these companies are based there in general. It already leans super left. Tech leans super left. But Google somehow managed to left all these other companies. You know, on my trackingai.org, all the AIs lean left. But Google outdid all of them. So that's, I don't know, it's almost impressive in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the super left there. And all this will have and is having an impact on people's perception. So if you can alter their perception, whether it's, you know, a purchase of goods or, you know, policy acceptance, open borders, you know, on down the line, they are addressing this issue to promote you know, their main ideology, which is leading to what at the end of the day, Maxim? I mean, you know, this is a funnel. It's all coming to a head. What is the head of all this misinformation that's going out there? What is the objective goal of all these entities?
Yeah, I think fundamentally it comes down to, for lack of a better word, wokeism or this woke ideology, which is really about. It's about equality is the nice way to put it, or equity, equality of outcome among all the groups, whether, you know, they want to see, anything that's unequal in any of these things, for whatever reason, they want to get rid of that. So they have a picture of the founding fathers. That's not very equal in terms of a modern racial lens. That's why that gets fixed. So that's this kind of woke ideology. I think, you know, you can speculate more about this, but back 50 years ago, the big debate between communism and capitalism, and where communism was all about equality of outcome in the economic realm. Everyone should get the same amount of money and do the same work. And communism lost. And it seems like after that, the kind of leftist energies funneled into these more social things, and, you know, equality on women and men should be equally represented in every job, or we should have trans people represented everywhere, and and so you really see that in media and these companies that have this ideology like Google.
Yeah, it's amazing, because here they are, they're trying to wrestle you know, wrestle an 800,000-pound gorilla, because people have natural instincts and inclinations that you can't, genetically move out of them. And I find it quite interesting is usually the leadership of these movements, they don't believe in equity. It's inequitable in terms of how it ends up. I mean, they're the king, and everybody eventually becomes peasants, right? All in the name of
equity.
Yeah,
they're making... Yeah, the salaries for these Google people is
of course
multimillionaires in general.
Right. Yeah, and so the peasants, the minions of their realm, are, you know, that's where they are. But like in the words of Klaus Schwab, that's what you'll get, but you're going to like it, right? You're going to own nothing, but you're going to like it, which is bizarre. I mean, you know, that is just. And I think this is why they're going after America in the manner in which they are, Maxim, because we would be the crown jewel, because we're still, for the most part, even in the midst of all these socialistic, you know, pressures and social engineering that's taking place and things even within our government that have, put chinks in the armor, you know, by instinct, you know, people here in America still believe in freedom. We still believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and property. This is why people are still upset. I mean, they're so upset about what happened in New York. And businesses are moving out of New York. And even though the governor says, oh, no, this was just for Trump. This is not going to happen to any other business. Right. Yeah, excuse me if I'm not paying attention to what you're saying and just looking at what you're doing and deciding for myself that this is not going to be in the best interest of our company to remain associated and living here in New York.
Absolutely. Yeah. The New York rules are just crazy. You know, with America in general, you were pointing out that that's like the crown jewel, and I think that's right. And I see a lot of people now who are very down on America, and it's understandable when you look at what's happening in places like New York. But overall, I've been traveling a lot the last couple of years. The U.S. is still much richer, even than Western Europe. Like, professionals here often make double what their counterparts are making in places like England or France. So I think people have lost sight of that a little bit because we're always focused on our own day-to-day struggles. But the U.S. is still the economic powerhouse of the world. And China has stumbled after they locked themselves down for 3 years for COVID. And the U.S. is really, it's still doing okay comparatively as long as we can, you know, keep these kind of woke forces at bay.
Well, and like you say, Maxim, you know, and I think it's a good point, is the perception, though, of America has been tainted a bit. The shining light of encouragement and hope that it's been, and not quite as bright, but yes, still comparatively, because you have America on top and then everybody else in between. But meanwhile, there's all kinds of forces that are coming after America to see if they can cause them to trip up and topple in any way. I mean, in so many levels and directions, whether it's the petrodollar or what, their policies are doing and how they're impacting, you know, all these different countries, it's no wonder that you've got China and these other groups coming together to, build up their own forces. But, stay tuned for more details. Maxim Lott, thank you. Appreciate
your time. If you're concerned
about
the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.